The Famous Five Short Stories Collection by Enid Blyton. Five Have a Puzzling Time. It was dark and very quiet in Kirin Cottage, almost midnight. The five were all in bed. Yes, Timmy the dog too. He was lying on George's feet, his usual place at night. He was not having a very comfortable time because George, whose real name was Georgina, was so restless. She tossed and turned and groaned, and at last awoke Anne, who was in the bed next to her.
What's the matter, George? Is your tooth troubling you again?
Yes, the brute. Get off my feet, Timmy. I'll just have to get up and walk about.
Poor old George. Good thing you're going to the dentist tomorrow.
Don't remind me of that. Go to sleep, Anne. I didn't mean to disturb you.
All right. See you in the morning.
Here, Timmy. Let's have a look out of the window. Oh, look at Kirin Bay. Isn't it lovely? And you can just see Kirin Island. My island, Timmy. Oh, what's that? Anne, quick, wake up. Come and see. There's a light shining on Kirin Island. A light, I tell you. Somebody's there on my island. Anne, come and see.
What's the matter, George? What did you say?
I said there's a light on Kirin Island. Somebody must be there. Without permission, too. I shall get my boat and row out at once.
Oh, George, don't be an ass. As if you could get your boat out and row across the bay in the middle of the night. You must be mistaken. Let me see. Now, where's this light?
Oh, it's gone. It went out just as you jumped out of bed. Oh, who can be there, Anne? I'll wake the boys and tell them. We'll get my boat. Dick! Julian! Wake up! Something's going on over in Kirin Island. I saw a light there. Oh, do wake up!
George's excited voice not only woke up the boys, but her father as well. He sat up in bed in the next room, thinking there must be burglars in the house.
Robbers, my dear. Where's my big stick?
Quentin, it's only the children. I expect George's toothache is worse.
I'll go and see what they're up to.
Now, children, what on earth is this all about?
There's a light on Kirin Island. On my island. I'm going to see who it is, and so is Timmy. If no one will come with me, I shall go alone.
Indeed, you won't go. Now get back to bed. Rowing to Kirin Island in the middle of the night. You must be mad. There can't be anyone there. You had a bad dream or something.
Father, there's a light there. I saw it.
Oh, rubbish. Look out of this window. Not a glimmer of any sort to be seen. You dreamt it.
I did not. Somebody's there, I tell you. Trespassing.
Well, let them trespass. You and the boys can go over tomorrow.
I can't. I've got to go to the dentist and have this beastly, horrible tooth out. I must go tonight.
Shut up, George. Be sensible. Whoever is there will still be there tomorrow. I'll go over with Dick. Anyway, there's no light there now. You probably made a mistake. Oh, go to bed, for goodness sake.
Ugh. Oh, Timmy, they make me so angry. Now my tooth's aching worse than ever.
Here, George, take these two pills. Your tooth will soon stop aching. Do be sensible, dear.
That's one thing old George can't be. Cheer up, George. That tooth will be gone tomorrow, and there won't be anyone on your island, you'll see. And everything will be all right again.
The little pills quickly did their work, and in 5 minutes, George was fast asleep. In the morning, when she awoke, she remembered at once what she had seen the night before.